Welcome to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Join me with my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winters, Dave Seidel, and Don Warner on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043 right here on Grindhard Radio. This show is all about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. We share stories from our lives and our personal journeys to divine health and wellness. We are not afraid to discuss difficult topics from a dynamic perspective and support you on your journey. No one is alone or forgotten. You are a child of light, and your destiny is great. Tune in to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043 right here on Grindhard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was Jordan Feliz with Cheer You On. Welcome to the Season 2 premiere of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my phenomenal music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. This 16-episode, 90-minute-long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being, and is one of the most, if not the most, transparent, vulnerable, and empowering projects I have ever taken on. I will be sharing testimonials and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the gold and treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I'm very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's Season 2 premiere episode is The Power of Baby Steps, Showing Up and Starting Something New. Well, starting something new would technically be the subtitle. You belong in the room. Show up even when you feel unqualified. God will provide and be everything that you need. You and God make up the majority. What you have in your hands today, who you are today, what's in your heart and mind today are more than enough to begin. You are more than enough. I'll be sharing how the power of baby steps have really helped to accelerate me into living my dreams and passions during our story time segment. You'll be getting to know my castmates, Dawn Warner, Veronica Esquivel Winters, and Dave Seidel, and all about their new segments this season. I'll be sharing more words of life, and we'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel led to on my heart for you. Throughout every episode this season, I'm going to be giving away at least 2 copies of my castmate Dave Seidel's new book, Teen Mile. He is one of my favorite authors and communicators, and I know this book about his life and journey to spiritual freedom will really encourage and empower you. I'll also be giving away a couple other surprise goodies throughout the show. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling. If you're looking to bring me, Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon with The Quakes, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit in Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who always tweets me, you Facebook me, Instagram me, YouTube me, email me, message me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you. We're going to get right into our first segment, story time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. For tonight's episode, I'm going to be talking about the power of baby steps and showing up. Or the subtitle could be Starting Something New. There is so much power in showing up. That is more than 90% of the challenge itself, showing up. Every single day we get to show up for ourselves, show up for our loved ones, show up in this world. Who you are is more than enough. A lot of times people are scared of showing up. They're scared of starting something new because we are so concerned about the results and what our progress is going to be and if we are going to fail or not, or are we going to face defeat. But I want to encourage you that already when you have shown up, already when you have taken the initiative to start something new, you have already won. That is winning to me. Don't allow fear to paralyze you or neutralize you, and you're not able to move forward, and you just spend your life and so much time thinking, what if, I coulda, shoulda, woulda. But the great news is we have this moment. We have every single day that we live, every single breath that we take, every single beat within our hearts to be able to begin again and to begin to start showing up. There's so much power in starting something new. Oftentimes, we don't know all the answers, and that's okay. You don't have to know all the answers in order to be able to begin. You don't have to know all the answers in order to start something new. Many people that we have been inspired by throughout this world are people that we are encouraged by. They didn't always have all the right answers. They didn't always know how to begin. They didn't know all the time exactly what they were doing, but they knew that they had a dream. They knew that they desired something different for their lives. They knew that they had passion that was welling deep within their hearts. And they move forward and believe there's so much grace in that, and there's so much grace in you, and knowing that you can start something new. You can always begin again. I think it's so powerful to be able to take it a little at a time. Instead of trying to overwhelm yourself with what the future can look like and how you can change everything in a day, what's one of those, that famous quote that says that Rome wasn't built in a day? You know, it's powerful and it's beneficial to your well-being when you take it a little at a time and take baby steps. And that way you won't overwhelm yourself until you're ready to actually soar. I think of myself, you know, and in my dreams and in my life, baby steps have been key to my every single day. Baby steps are what led me into eventually leaping and running and flying. It wasn't like I woke up one day and said, I'm going to do all these things. And I'm going to speak to all these people. I'm going to travel to these places. I'm going to dream these things. And this is exactly what's going to happen today. Let's go. Although I do wake up in the morning and I am very fired up and I'm excited for the day ahead. And I know that God always has great things in store for me and everyone around me, and I believe for this world. But I start each day taking baby steps in the direction of where I desire to be and where I know that God is taking me. I want to share with you guys a story of mine about how I started learning to dance again and realizing my dream of being a dancer. It's crazy because I used to dance when I was growing up, and I took so many dance classes, but I didn't enjoy it very much. I did not enjoy it the way that I enjoy it now and the way that I've been able to dream now and start again. It's been phenomenal to watch as someone who lived in so much fear. I lived in so much anxiety and worry and comparing myself to others. And now I'm literally dancing again and I'm enjoying myself. I'm able to last through a class. I can actually keep up a lot of the time. I don't have so much pressure on myself in order to be a certain way or order to be perfect. And that's been super exciting. So I want to say it's been about 73 weeks since I started dancing again. And literally when I started dancing again, I started with 3 minutes a day. That's right, 2 left feet. There's no way that you would have been able to tell me that I could see myself one day sooner than I imagined being able to be in so many dance classes, being able to have live performances and all these amazing things. But it started with 3 minutes a day with my 2 left feet. And the more that I allowed God to just heal my heart and heal my mind and heal my insecurities and the wounds from the past, and just realizing that I was created in God's image, that who God made me was good enough, and to just enjoy the passion that was put within my heart, I found myself relaxing. I found myself being able to pick up the dance moves, being able to count and stay on beat and being able to follow the tempo. And I found myself being able to choreograph. Those are some of the hardest things for me, being able to choreograph routines, being able to pick up choreography,
and also being able to remember choreography and being able to hang in there during class. I always found myself feeling like I was falling behind and that I wasn't good enough. I struggled with that for so long, and I would always see other people and say, man, I wish I could dance like them. I wish I can be like her. I wish I can look like that person, to where I just begin to discredit and dismiss who God created me to be. But God is not hanging a progress report over our head. I'm going to say that again for the people on the back. God is not hanging a progress report over your head. God is not sitting there saying, Shade, you didn't make the mark today. Shade, you didn't get right today. Shade, I'm so disappointed in you. And all these things. God is cheering us on. God is our greatest cheerleader. God is the one who accelerates us forward from deep within. I found that when I begin to just relax and just dance without thinking of, what is this going to become, or where is this going to take me, but just enjoying myself and just being gentle and kind with myself and realizing all great things take time. My body relaxed, my mind relaxed, my spirit relaxed, and I was able to grow and blossom into the beautiful flower whom I've always been destined to be. I want to encourage anyone who has a dream, it is never too late. It is never too late to begin again. It is never too early. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not too big. You're not too small. You're not too this or too that. You are just enough of who God created you to be. I want to encourage you to just take baby steps one day at a time. Think about, what is it that you have in your hands today? What is it that you are passionate about today? What is it that you've always dreamed of being able to do and see today? Take a chance on yourself. Take a chance on who you are. And if you say, well, Shade, I fell flat on my face this many times in my life. Well, guess what? Failures and defeats in my life. But I believe that I would have never been able to experience the victories and the success and the joy that I have if it wasn't for taking those risks and those baby steps and just simply showing up one day at a time, sometimes moment to moment, showing up. And God will encourage you. God will empower you. God will strengthen you and help you during those times when you feel discouraged and when you feel defeated. I want to pray right now for every single person who has had a dream in their heart and they've been feeling stagnant, for every single person who's been feeling disappointed and discouraged to the point where they are pulling away from what they desire. I thank you, Father God, that you are just encouraging them from deep within, that you are reminding them that our identity can never be found in what we say, think, and do, and what we have, and even in what we dream, but that our identity is found in the love that you have for us and who you say that we are. I thank you that you are awakening dreams and passions within everyone's hearts, and that it's from a place of freedom. Freedom, from a place of peace. Thank you that you're helping everyone to be able to take baby steps that is custom made for their life and their specific journey one day at a time, and that they can know that you are proud of them with every step they take and even with the steps that they're not able to take. And I just thank you that you are strengthening them from deep within and giving them new vision and new mindset. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to end the story time segment with one of my favorite songs, Jordan Sparks with One Step at a Time. Keep listening to episode 14, the season 2 premiere of Spirit and Soul with Shade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. our newest castmate is on the line. She is one of my dearest friends, favorite speakers, mentors, and inspirations, web pastor, mentor, and speaker Dawn Warner of Dynamic Love Web Church. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Good. Thank you much, Sade. I can't say how excited and honored I am to be a part of season two. I just feel such good things are going to come from the show, so I'm super excited. I just want to thank you again for having me.
Definitely. It's such a joy to have you on Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. And before, as we're getting into your interview, I want to share with everyone why I chose to invite you to be a castmate for the second season. So first off, you know, if people are familiar with your voice through listening to the show, I had already been playing different segments of yours from your YouTube channel and from inspirational things that you have written on your social media. And so, you know, you have been a huge encouragement to my life, and I share that with you all the time. You're one of my greatest inspirations and one of my favorite speakers. And I just think that your heart is so wonderful, and your transparency, your vulnerability, and also your strength and compassion, that is just, it had to be shared. And I was like, you know what? I need to bring her in for season two, and I'm going to let her know, and hopefully she will accept my invitation. And so I just knew that I wanted to have you be a part of it.
Oh, well, you are so kind, because I always, whenever we talk, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so encouraged by you. Thank you, Sade. So I always feel like we're just like one of those people that, you know, just seem to just, you know, lift each other up and, thank God, rub each other the right way.
Exactly. It's so true, you know, because it's like you're always shocked. You're like, what? Yes, you're one of my greatest inspirations, and you're a huge reason why I'm living in the transparency and vulnerability.
Aww.
And just the joy and peace that I am today. So I can never thank you enough for that, but I know that my life and who I am are simply a reflection of the impact that you make on my life.
Oh, you're just so kind. Thank you, Jesus.
So tell us about your segment, Family Talk, and what people can expect from it this season.
Well, I'm very excited about this, and I really love, this was really your idea, the creativity that came from you, because I think I don't even realize that when I do speak about God, who for me is, you know, the living person of Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and the Trinity, that I always am talking about my oneness with them, my union with the Trinity, and our family context, and always filtering who God is through the family dynamic, through a healthy family dynamic. And I think once that we do that, once that we see that Jesus came to reveal God as Father, as our daddy, our Abba is a very intimate word Jesus came to reveal him as, and that Jesus is always spoken as our friend, as our husband, that we are the bride of Christ, every one of us. And, you know, the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit is that comforter, that motherly comforting aspect, that once you filter anything you hear about God through a healthy family context, it'll probably get rid of 99.999% of the negative, really terrible things that you've heard about God or attributed to the character of God. And it's very simple, and it might be too good to be true, but God is our Father, and we all are the beautiful God kind, and he wants an intimate, lavish relationship with you, and that's what you're designed for. And so I love that you said, hey, how about you do Family Talk? And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's huge, you know, because with this show being about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being, how many of us know, you know, we know that a lot of people's health is affected by their family environment and by their relationships. And so how awesome is it that you're going to be able to bring this segment in, and something that I'm very passionate about, being able to share about God from a family perspective, you know, and share about the person of God and the Spirit of God and Savior of God from a family perspective, and how that's really going to help to bring healing to people in so many ways, inwardly and outwardly.
Yes, because I know what it's done for my life. My life, you know, was radically changed, and I'm sure I'll be sharing much more about this over the season. But when I believed that God was that far away, kind of like just up there in the sky, and a whole get me if I do bad, you know, and then I learned that he's this lavish, loving, kind Father that came to give me his quality of life, and I've learned who this person Jesus is, and I live day in and day out with the intimacy of the Trinity It radically changed my life and my quality of life. And, you know, Jesus saved me. But I always say he saved me, but he saves me every day, day in and day out, moment to moment. And that's really the intimacy that that we can have and we're designed for to have with the Trinity and with one another.
That's really good.
Intimate relationships with one another. And I feel it really, like you said, it's really born of, since we are the God kind, we're made by God, we're designed for God, and we all have a longing in our hearts for something only God can fill. And once you know that you can be real with your Father God, that you can just be real and raw and tell him the good, the bad, the ugly, then you don't need to fake it with one another, and we can have much more richer, intimate relationships with one another, which is so good for us and what we're made for also.
That's really powerful. And so how, when, and why did you start walking away from religion and more into God's grace and spirituality?
I have to say I didn't ever really grow up religious. You know, our family was, I have to say, like, my, you know, my just father and mother were, like semi-Catholics. Like, we went maybe on Christmas and Easter, and I still, but what I had learned from that is that it was a performance-based relationship, that I always had to do good to get God to think well of me. That's what was instilled in me just from really not knowing who Jesus was and who God was and not knowing what they thought about me. And when you're constantly performing and you think you have to perform for God, that branched off into how I related to everyone else, and my life was a constant performance. And it led to, I was in a car accident. This is just one of the things that happened. And I lost my leg. It was amputated, my right leg above the knee. And so when you have a traumatic event like that, you long for God, but then you're hearing these terrible things about him, that it's God's will and he did it. So how could I go to the one who I was told would told me that this is his will for me when people had the wrong idea about God? And all that to say, having the wrong belief about God really brought on, besides that trauma, it's never really what happens to us. It's what we believe in our hearts when it happens. And if you believe this is the will of God, how can you go and be comforted by a father who would do this to you? So if you see how important it is to filter everything through the family dynamic, I know how this broke my earthly father's heart, my real father. So just think how much compassion God has for us, the Father of God. So I know what it caused for me, believing lies about God, was anxiety, depression. I didn't leave my house for 6 years. They called it post-traumatic stress, agoraphobia. Mm-hmm. I became a cutter, just depression, anxiety, panic attacks. And it really was what changed, radically changed it for me, was one word from God through an awesome preacher on TV that said, God loved me just as I am, and he accepted me, and he's not waiting for me to perform for him to accept me, and that Jesus did it all. And I'll tell you, learning the truth about what God thinks of me radically changed my life. And I knew, and I felt the love of God by the Holy Spirit, and I knew I had to hear more, and I wanted more. And I know how that one moment changed my life. And so how much more could each of us, just by living out who we are with God, have that impact on one another by just sharing our stories as we feel, or encouraging each other as we feel? You just never know what an impact that you, we all have a story to tell. You always say that. We're so each important, and who we are is important, and our story is important. And I know that's true because I've lived it, and other people's lives have affected me and radically helped me. So I always want to thank you for that.
That's good, Dawn. What is one of the greatest truths you have learned so far on your spiritual journey?
The greatest truth is that God is not far from me, that I'm actually in equality with God. Not that I'm God, but I'm his offspring, I'm his child, and that he loves me, and he's always thought well of me. God has never once had a negative thought of any human being, and he's never counted anything that our behavior to us. He never, if anything, if you want to call it sin, sin is really a noun. It means wrong belief that will lead to other kinds of actions. But he's never counted that to us, and he's only one to save us from what's harming us and coming against us. And how he does that is his loving kindness and by being good to us. And the number one thing is that God is only good and only kind and only loving and only wants to have a lavish, intimate love relationship with you that's just radically changed my life is the intimacy mm-hmm. that we're designed to have with the Father, Son, and Holy mm-hmm. Spirit.
Definitely. And so, Dawn, what are you currently working on or creating or dreaming about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm super excited because in a little less than 3 weeks, I am going to South Africa for 3 weeks. So I get to go back to South Africa and visit some friends and to hang out with my pastor, Bertie Brits, and his family. And I feel like I have a whole South African family over there. So it's wonderful to get to fellowship with them and to go to the Durbanville Church, the Grace Church over there. So I'm very excited about mm-hmm. that, and I'll be able to minister to people over there. So I'm very excited. And actually, one of the things I'm excited about is a new series that I'm going to be having out. I don't really know when. I'm sure it's after I'm back from South Africa. And it's about our value. And I believe mm-hmm. it's going to be like a six videos, just kind of under mm-hmm. 20 minutes. Just about, I feel like God has really been healing areas of rejection in my life, and it's all about mm-hmm. our worth and our value. So I'm very excited about that and just what our mm-hmm. Father's been pouring into my heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait to watch those videos and listen to those because, you know, as I share with our audience, I was just listening to Dawn literally before this interview, and she's one of the people I love listening to, and that's why you all have heard her throughout season one, and you're going to hear her throughout this season. So not only during her segment, but you'll be hearing her on some of our other segments like Mythbusters and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. I'm so excited.
And so, Dawn, let everyone know how they can stay updated with you on social media, how can they watch your videos, and how can they contact you for collaborations and speaking engagements.
Well, you can always reach me through Facebook, Dawn M. Warner on Facebook, and you can reach me at BertieBrits.com. It's BertieBrits.com, and you can just contact a web pastor there, and I'm under there. And, of course, my email is DawnWarner19@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you, and I would just love to reach out. And it doesn't even have to be we can just connect. I think a lot of times I think one of the biggest lies we ever believe is I'm the only one, that this is only coming against me. And that's a lie. You're not alone. We all walk mm-hmm. through hard times, difficult times, and it's so good mm-hmm. just to reach out to someone. And it can really just change the course of the day, the week, the month, your life, honestly, by just connecting with someone. And I just want to say, just please feel free to reach out to me, and I will get back to you.
And so, everyone, this is Dawn Warner. She is going to be hosting the Family Talk segment right here on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. And so I'm excited for you guys to be tuning in to her throughout this season. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Sade. I just want to thank you again. What an honor to be a part of your show. Thank you.
Our other new castmate is on the line. He is one of my newest friends, but now already one of my dearest friends. Dave Seidel is best known for sharing the gospel and grace of God in a fresh and relatable manner on his blog, God Needs New PR. He is a published author of his new book that you guys have been hearing me share about so much because I love it, 18 Mile. He's a blogger and a Christian rap artist that graduated from Karis Bible College in 2016. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, doing good, Sade. How are you?
Doing fantastic. What a pleasure to have you on season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into your interview, I want to share with our listeners why I chose to bring you and invite you to be part of season 2 and to be one of our castmates. You know, it's been so cool getting to know Dave. You know, he is really great speaker. He has such an amazing heart for people and just, you know, being able to really understand who God is and being able to articulate that to others. And as I shared with our listeners, his book 18 Mile is amazing, which is why I decided that I want to give away at least 2 copies every episode to our listeners throughout this season. And so I just knew, I was like, you know what, I want to be able to bring him in to be on this cast and to be able to share his heart and to be able to, you know, just encourage others and be encouraged, and I knew it was going to be a wonderful fit.
Awesome, yeah.
So, all right, so Dave, tell us about your segment, Easy Love, and what people can expect from it this season.
You know, as far as my relationship with God, you know, for a long time it seemed so hard, and So the easy love thing just really defines kind of the transformation that's happened. And before I get into that, I have to give credit where credit is due, because you actually came up with that name. That name, I actually got the name from you. It was a song that she had sent me that she had done called Easy Love, and I liked it so much. I wrote a rap verse to it, and just because I was inspired by it. But, you know, we were thinking about names for what to call my segment here, and I just said, why don't we just do Easy Love? And she was gracious enough to let me use the title, and I just thought it was a good fit. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I talk about. I mean, it's just the love of God and just how easy it is to be in a relationship with someone when you know the love that they have for you, as opposed to just focusing on our love for him, you know. So that's, like I said, that's pretty much all I talk about, so I figured that would probably be a good name for the segment.
Definitely. And so how, when, and why did you start walking away from religion and more into God's grace and spirituality?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, it would be shortly after I moved to Chicago, which was like 10 years ago, fell on some hard times. And, you know, I had always gone to church on Sundays and grew up in a denominational church, but that's when it really started to get real for me. And I really needed to have a relationship with God, just out of almost desperation. but yeah, I mean, thankfully God is gracious. He's, you know, not going to turn his back on us regardless of why we come to him. He just is happy that we're coming to him. And so, you know, that's when I first started to kind of get to know God and have a real relationship with him. And then, yeah, it just kind of grew from there. There were some ups and downs, but particularly the last few years, really getting to know the teachings of Greg Henry and Bertie Britz have, I feel like, brought it to a whole nother level. But, you know, we're always keep growing. You know, nobody has the full revelation, and we're always just continuing to get to know God better and better. So, yeah.
And I think it's cool, you know, that you, first, obviously, I'm honored that you'd want to title your segment Easy Love. And I think it's cool that this is what you love talking about, you know what I mean? Because I think when it comes, especially with spirit and soul being based on spiritual, mental, emotional health and well-being, a lot of people feel a lack of love in their heart, you know what I mean? Whether it be a lack of love for themselves, you know, a lack of love from other people, a lack of love from God. And I think it's really exciting and awesome that you're going to be having a segment on the show that's going to be able to share with people how love doesn't have to be such a challenge and such like you're pulling teeth all the time, but that it can really be something that flows and that's grace people have never even thought about before. You know, because most of the time when you hear people talk about any type of love, it's always like, oh my gosh, it's like the hardest thing. I could put so much effort. And it's not to say you're not a participant in that love, you know, but there's a difference between participating and being involved versus you are feeling like you have to earn and you have to basically beg and be desperate to something that's from the overflow.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, as far as I understand from your audience, it's not just all Christians. I mean, there's a wide mix of people, which is great because, you know, if you can get to them before a lot of that religion gets in their system, it'd be even better. But because unfortunately what happens is a lot of time, you know, it's people with great hearts, you know, they really love God and they really want to serve God and stuff. And it's just, you know, unfortunately they get fed the wrong message. And before you know it, they're discouraged and they don't really feel like they really desire to have a relationship with God because they don't really understand his grace and his love for them and kind of how that works. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good fit from a lot of, but especially for those who haven't really had any of that experience, they can just come and get the pure gospel. You know, not to say that I know everything or anything, but just to get to know that they'll be getting that one-way love where they're really be able to get that foundation, I think would be great for your listeners.
Share a quick story with our audience and with you as well. There was a young woman whom I used to mentor, and I remember her being a part of a youth group that I used to go with, the church that I used to be involved with. And it's a very popular church. It's very preppy, you know what I mean? And she, I hadn't seen her in a long time, and I don't go to that church anymore. And then I come to find out she doesn't go to that church anymore either. And to see her, like, in a Trader Joe's or, like, a grocery store for those who aren't familiar with Trader Joe's. And so I happened to see her in the store. We hadn't seen each other in forever, and we got talking and everything. And she's probably now about maybe 20, 21 at the oldest. And so she was sharing with me how she felt when she went to that church that she always had to look a certain way and be a certain way, and she was like, I don't have the money to keep up with this image. I'm straightening my hair all the time to look a particular way, and how she just started to feel she was pushed to the side, and she had been struggling with a lot of depression anyways. And so I was able to, within that 5 minutes of time that we were talking, 5 to 10 minutes, I was able to just encourage her and speak life to her about how God and how valuable she is, and how it's not based on what you wear or what you do or don't have, and just really speak into her life. And she was almost in tears, and she had chills, and she told me in all her years of being in church and even all her time of being at that church, she had never experienced the love of God like she had in that conversation that we had at that moment. And I was like, man, how many other people are going through the same thing, you know what I mean? And they feel like if something is the matter with them, and they feel like, oh my gosh, what is it that I've done, or is it that God, or there's something wrong with God, or there's something wrong with people, basically, you know, going to fault finding and just really feeling inferior and insecure. And so I wanted to be able to use my platform to be able to communicate with all people, because we all know the cry of every human being's heart, you know what I mean? It may manifest one way or another, but everyone is designed for the same thing. And so I wanted to be able to communicate with people from that perspective, and not from only things where they're like, well, I can't relate to that, or I don't necessarily believe that yet, but I like what I see coming from you, and I like the way that you treat me and how you talk about God and how you treat people, so then I can jump on board, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah. And that's a great point that you made. There's so many people like that. You know, we only see a few of them probably, but there's so many more who do feel like that, but we don't ever really find out about it, or they're busy, you know, hiding behind a mask, not because they're bad people, but just because that's what they feel like they have to do, or that's just their, you know, default mode. So, yeah, I mean, the more people we can reach like that and just get the word out there, I mean, the more you'll see just the revolution happening.
Definitely. And so what is one of the greatest truths you have learned so far on your spiritual journey?
Gosh, that's a tough one. You really put me on the spot. just as far as studying, I mean, this maybe doesn't, it's not maybe a spiritual truth, but just as far as studying, you know, so often I would just take somebody's word for it because, like, they had a big church, or because I thought they looked cool, or because, you know, however, whatever different things I would be basing it off of, I would just take their word for it. And so it wasn't until recently when I really started to understand, like, just because it's interpreted a certain way, and maybe some of your listeners don't know, but the Bible wasn't written in English, you know. So there's lots of things that could possibly get lost in translation. When you really dig into those things, you can just find stuff that's just like just blows you away. And so, for one, I mean, that's just what I really come to find. You know, you really have to dig into these kind of things and really learn it for yourself, and don't just take somebody's word for it as to what the Bible says. But yeah, I mean, just as far as the spiritual truth, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I would just say, as far as just the unconditional love of God, I mean, it's simple for, you know, we hear it all the time, but it's just so hard for to get our heads around it, just the fact that God is not dealing with us based on our performance. So you just know that there's always a place where you can go, and there's always that refuge that you can find in Him. I would say that's the number one thing.
Both of those truths are amazing. And to our audience listening, it seems like not based on what you say, not based on what you think, what based on what you do, based on how you excel in life or how you accelerate, any of those things. It's not based on your progress, but it's based on who God is and who God has always known you to be and how He created you.
Amen.
So what are you currently working on and or creating?
I'm always working on the music. You know, whatever inspires me, I'm always doing that. I'm actually working on promoting my book a little bit more and trying to maybe pick up a producer to make it into a movie. So that's something that I'm doing. So working on that, and then also always the blogs. And we'll see what happens from there. As you know, I recently moved, and I'm starting new jobs, and just there's all kind of stuff going on. So I'm really busy outside of that. But, just the passion is there, so I just can't hold it back. There's always stuff that I'm that I'm working on and continuing to build up the ministry and the platform.
Awesome. And Dave, please let everyone know how they can stay updated with you on social media and contact you for collaborations, book signings, and speaking engagements.
Yeah, Twitter is probably best, twitter.com/DaveSeidel. I'm also on Instagram, DT Seidel is my username there. And the blog is godneedsnewpr.com.
Wonderful. Well, so many thanks, Dave Seidel, and I'm excited for you all to hear his new segment throughout the season, Easy Love, and it's going to be a blast as you are getting to know him and getting to know all about his journey, and I know you're going to be greatly encouraged.
Thanks, Sade.
You're listening to the Season 2 premiere of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with this segment. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show, Woman to Woman. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire me, Veronica, and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker to lead this segment with me. Today I'm interviewing Veronica to talk about this upcoming season and what she's been up to. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries playlist. Hi, Veronica. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you, Sade.
What a gift to have you back on Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So, you know, a lot of people know that we are best friends, and the reason why I chose you and invited you to be a castmate and to come back this season is because I feel that you are a very effective communicator. I always feel your heart and your passion for what you're doing, and I love the fact that you're able to incorporate holistic health, mental health, emotional health, along with spiritual health and with faith as well. And so I know that it's been a blast having this segment with you and hearing your heart and being able to encourage ourselves and other women and young girls.
Thank you.
So tell everyone about our segment, Woman to Woman, and what people can expect from it this season.
Obviously, we have some new segments coming along from talking about how God heals our digestive health to keeping focus on our purpose instead of likes, having to do with social media, and also myths that we believe about God, just to name a few.
This is going to be juicy.
It is.
I'm excited. How, when, and why did you start walking away from religion and more into God's grace and spirituality?
Ooh, that's a good question. I want to say it's been a few years already, probably, I want to say about 5 years and or so. And it started off with me meeting a group of people that was really focusing on the love of God and how he loves me and accepts me just the way I am. And it started with that. And when I started focusing more on that, instead of the things that I wasn't doing, I started feeling more connected to God, more, having a more intimate relationship with him. And it also gave me so much freedom to know that he loves me for me and for who he created me to be and who I am. And nothing can ever, ever, ever change that.
That's good, Veronica. What is one of the greatest truths you have learned so far on your spiritual journey?
The greatest truth. Ooh, I think there's a lot of them, and a lot of times I had to keep being reminded about them. And actually, you're the one that taught me about the greater truth, because you were like, sis, there's lots of different truths, but what is the greater truth, you know? And I think that the greater truth that I personally, once again, always come to is that God's there for me no matter what. He loves me. He never leaves me. And even when sometimes I do feel alone, and maybe there has been times in my journey where I feel like maybe he's not listening to me, but I know in my heart that he really is, and that the greater truth is that he always listens to me. He never turns his back on me. He's always there for me, no matter how things or circumstances look like in my life. At that moment, it's not the final say-so.
She's about to start preaching now, yeah. And so what are you currently working on and or creating?
Okay, so I do have a 9-month-old son, and he is my priority right now. He always will be. But, being somebody who likes to create a lot of different things and have my hands in a lot of different projects, you know, it has been challenging at the moment, but also rewarding. I had to step back a little bit from certain things, but now that he's getting older, a little older, I feel like I can actually start focusing a little bit more on the things that I was doing before, and I'm also realizing that things that I felt that I had to let go at the moment are actually being brought back to me, and I'm able to revive those ideas and those dreams of mine. And the latest one that I'm doing is actually, so I do flower essences, I do essential oils, and I'm actually starting to learn about herbology or herbalism. And so I'm creating a line called Balanced Tribe, where it's going to be a line of all those things incorporated. And Elevate Holistic Life is going to be more the one-on-one coaching of those different things that I offer for people, along with nutritional coaching, life coaching, and juicing one-on-one, et cetera, you know. So, so the latest thing I am working on is called Balanced Tribe, which is my personal line.
Wonderful. And it's cool because you are able to help people, as we talk about holistically, because you help, you know, moms who, you know, are about, or I guess, well, they're technically our moms as soon as they already get pregnant. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That moms that are along the journey of their pregnancy, you know, and you help families and you help young women and girls, people with their businesses, people that are wanting to dive more into holistic health. And so you're just like an all-in-one package.
Thank you.
And so, Veronica, please let everyone know how they can stay updated with you on social media and contact you for collaborations and speaking engagements.
So on Instagram, you can find me under Elevate Holistic Life. And Facebook, you can find me under Veronica with a K, Esquivel Winters. And right now, those are the two social medias that I am a part of. And you can also go to my website, which is elevateholisticlife.com. That's elevateholisticlife.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much to Veronica Esquivel Winters, my best friend in the whole wide world. And I'm excited for you guys to hear what we have coming up this season on our Woman to Woman segment.
Thank you for having me.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I am not a mistake. I was created out of the overflow of love in God's heart. I was born out of love for love. I have always been destined for greatness. Greatness is where I came from. My value is not found in what I have, but in who God says I am. I have the same value as Jesus. My heart and mind are open to receive the love of God for me. I am worthy and deserving of unconditional love. I am worthy and deserving of joy, peace, happiness, and living my dreams. My mistakes can never define me. Success cannot make or break me. I am defined by grace. I live in abundant favor. I lack no good thing. I am free to be myself and walk in peace because God accepts me as I am. I don't have to wear a mask, fit in a box, or a label. My lungs, chest, and throat are opening up, radiating with life and hope. I can speak up and stand in truth no matter what people say or what challenges come my way. I live out of God's good opinion of me that was given as a free gift in Jesus. I am glorious. I am victorious. I am brilliant and creative. What I have to say matters. I have something of value to offer the world. I am a gift. My doing comes out of my being. There's really no such thing as failure because God works out all things for my good. My true wealth lies in my inner being, not in my material possessions. My best days are now and ahead of me. Everything is right on schedule. Even when it looks like I am losing, I am still winning because I will never be separated from the love, acceptance, and eternal life that there is in Christ Jesus. I live from the overflow zone. My spirit is being encouraged, strengthened, and hope is rising up in me. I am already good enough. I don't have to seek perfection or the approval of others because God already approved of me. I'm a beautiful visionary. I have a bright present and future. Jesus is healing my past. I am a radiant, beloved child of God. It is impossible for Him to forget about me. I am forever ingrained in God's memory.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. I'll be doing this every week throughout the season. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. Simply at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. Also, I want to let everyone know who's tuning in that if you want to call in and receive prayer or encouragement that way, if you've been feeling discouraged, if you've been feeling stressed out, I would love to pray for you live on air. I would love to encourage you. So if you're tuning in via the phone, just press the 1 button so that way, the number 1, so I can see you in the studio and I can bring you into the live show. And also, if you are tuning in online, feel free to message me on any of my social media platforms because I'm live on these right now, and I will see your message or your comment, and I will pray for you as well that way. So there's any option. And if you want to keep it anonymous, let me know. And if you want to share, if you don't mind if we share your name, let me know. All right, so this first prayer request that was sent to me is anonymous, and it says, please pray for I struggle to fall pregnant, and I really want a baby. And this one is anonymous. All right. Well, Father God, I thank you so much for this beloved woman. I thank you for her heart. I pray that whatever it is that has been causing her body to not get pregnant, whether it be from stress, if it is her physical health, if it's from anxiety or worry, I thank you that you are just healing her from the inside out and you're helping her to be able to relax. I thank you that she is in a healthy relationship. That's what, because I don't have all the details of this prayer request, but I also pray that she is in a healthy relationship with someone who can be able to adore her and cherish her as you have called, and she can cherish him as well. And I thank you that you are helping this couple to be able to relax and that she will be able to get pregnant and be able to just breed and have amazing children. But I thank you that in the meantime, while this miracle and this prayer hasn't manifested yet, that she can still feel secure. Secure in her identity, she can still feel secure in her value and worth and know that you love her so much regardless of whether she has a baby or not at this moment, and that she can just know that she is full and complete in you. Okay, I want to pray for Christina Johnston Olson. She's a dear friend of mine. She says, I'm having some serious back pain on my way right now to get an MRI. I want to be free from this horrific pain and free from pain meds. Thank you, love. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for Christina. Thank you that you are the God who heals us of our pain. I've seen many people's backs healed. I've seen many illnesses and aches healed and set free. You've even brought healing to my very body. I thank you right now, Jesus, that you are just strengthening Christina's back, whether it be from her spine, whether if it's from her vertebrae, from the bottom of her back, whatever part of her back that has been bothering her. I thank you that whatever it is that has been bothering her back, that is what you are healing, not only the symptoms, but whatever the very root is. And I thank you so much that you are strengthening her very back, her very spine and her health. Thank you so much that she's not going to have to be on pain meds and she's not going to have to feel like she's in pain every moment of the day, but that she will just feel your love running through her body, that she will feel your love and your grace granting her peace and just continuing to heal her every single moment, even right now. I thank you, Jesus, that if there's a lie that's been coming to Christina that she is alone and that, you know, and that she has been forgotten, thank you that you are silencing that lie and you are letting her know that you are here for her, that you feel the very pain that she's going through and that you have not forgotten her and that you have not left her behind, but that you are healing her. All right, this is for Lauren. Lauren is and his wife, Dorella. So Lauren is a stroke and heart attack survivor, and he has lost the full movement in the right side of his body. All right, and then Dorella has stage 3 Alzheimer's. All right, well, Father God, I thank you so much that there is no sickness and no disease that can separate us from your love. I thank you that what we look at and it seems so huge and it seems insurmountable and like we just cannot take it and go on, thank you that to you, you say, I am the God of more than enough, that your love for us, that your grace for us, that Jesus is more than enough to bring healing to every single human being. And I just speak life to Lauren right now. I speak life to his heart. I speak life to hit the right side of his body, that he is gaining full mobility in the right side of his body every day, even if it be little at a time. I thank you that if his brain has been affected by the stroke, that you are healing his brain, that you are healing his mind, and he's going to be able to speak. I feel like he's been having a slurred speech, and I just speak life to his tongue and to his very voice, that he's going to regain full control of his voice, inwardly, literally, and figuratively. And I also thank you for Dorella. She has stage 3 Alzheimer's. Thank you, Jesus, that you are reversing the effects of Alzheimer's and that however long her days may be on this side of earth, thank you that they will be joyous and wonderful days for her and her husband, that she just won't be suffering through to eternity, but that she can enjoy her days here. Thank you that she's continuing to just heal from within every single day, that you are strengthening her mind, that you are strengthening her her immune system, that you are reversing this illness. I know that they say that this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for Lisa. She says, my son Kyle needs a job and has fallen behind on very important bills, still waiting for the unemployment to come after 2 months. Something always goes wrong. Pray he gets back on track soon. Well, Father God, I thank you that you are the God who always puts us back on the right track, that when we think that there is no way out, that you are the God who's able to put us in the right direction. I've seen it many a times in my very own life when it looked like on the outside that there was no way, that you are the God who was able to make a way. And I even seen it in my own finances as well. And Father God, I thank you so much for Kyle. And I thank you that you are opening doors of provision for him, that you are granting him not only a job, but granting him a career job, something that can move forward in the vision and dreams you've put within his heart. Thank you that you are surrounding him with people who can encourage him. Thank you that you are opening all the doors, whatever bills he needs to be paid, everything that needs to be caught up on. Thank you that you are forgiving those debts for him and that you are helping him to start forward. And I just speak encouragement over this young man, that you are encouraging his very heart and his soul, that he will not feel defeated and like he's going to give up, but instead he will feel empowered from deep within and know that you are cheering him on and that you are making a way for him, that you are working it out for Kyle in Jesus' name. I want to double no one who has sent me any prayer requests. I'm looking on my social media right now. If anyone who's listening and you want to talk to me live on air and you want to get receive prayer that way, if you want to be encouraged, if you need someone to cheer you on and remind you how awesome you are, if you've been feeling discouraged in your dreams, whatever it may be, we are here for you. It is such an honor to be able to pray for you and encourage you and lift you up. We are in this together. All right, I also want to pray for the people of Las Vegas and for our very country. Oh, my goodness. It's like I can't even find the words to say of how saddening and heartbreaking this is. And not only this act, but all the acts of violence that have been coming up. And I believe that now more than ever, we have to allow the love of God and grace, peace, hope, joy to reign supreme, to not allow ourselves to get distracted or to be dragged down into other people's level of their lift each other up and lift other people up. We need love and grace now more than ever. And even though it may look destitute and it may look defeated right now, I still see God's love reigning and pouring over every single person. And my heart is that everyone will be able to receive God's goodness and will not have to live in whatever anger or whatever
whatever sadness and pain that they've been living in and the dysfunction in their mind, but that they can be set free. And I just thank you right now for the people of Las Vegas, that you are healing all the people that have been injured, and you're healing them not only physically, but from the traumatic situation, that you're bringing healing to their very minds, that you're bringing healing to their very, very souls. And I thank you for their families who have been affected by by the people who have been lost. And I just speak courage and confidence in them, that you're just comforting them during this heartbreak. Thank you that you're bringing somehow in this mess, that you're able to bring people together, that you did not cause this mess. God is not the author of evil things in our world. God cannot be both the author of blessings and love and joy and also the author of death. He's either one or the other, and I only believe in a God of life and love and light. And so I thank you that even though, God, you did not cause these things to happen, that you can still bring a miracle out of them. And I just speak hope to the people of Las Vegas and the people of our country. I pray for every person who's been feeling fear rise up in their heart, and stress and anxiety, panic, paranoia, the same things that I used to live in for so many years of my life. I thank you that that is not that you are shrinking that instead you are filling them with hope and courage and with your peace and your joy. Even during this time of pain, that they can feel joy and they can feel renewed life, that instead of them losing, and I'm not going to leave my house, or I'm going to not trust people anymore, thank you that you are for love, softening their hearts, healing our minds, and just bringing us together like then greater than we ever have been before, regardless of what's happening, that it'll be greater than ever before. In Jesus' name, amen. Another segment we'll be featuring every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I'll be sharing testimonials from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So I want to share with you guys a couple of amazing testimonials that have happened recently, and I'm just looking, double-checking on my social media to make sure that no one has sent me any prayer requests. All right, and so things is the lady that I was praying for, Dorella, who has stage 3 Alzheimer's, she listens to my version of Hallelujah nonstop, and she loves that song, and it brings her great joy, and she knows all the words, and she gets so excited, and she loves the lyrics that I sing within the song, and it's just been bringing great encouragement to her. And they say that music is one of the best treatments and one of the best things for Alzheimer's survivors and people that are battling that. And it just made me feel so humbled and so privileged to know that my voice and music that I sing could bring hope and encouragement to someone in their suffering. Like, that is a big reason why I do what I do. I don't do what I do for the fame and for the money and for, you know, for power and prestige, but because it's a gift and because I'm just so thankful and because I would just burst if I did share all that I have within. And so to be able to hear stories like that, it really encourages me. And I want to encourage anyone who's listening. You have no idea how your life is affecting those around you in a positive way. You have no idea who's watching you and who's being blessed by you and who's being encouraged by you. Never think that your life doesn't matter, that your gifts and your talents don't matter. They're not only meant to bless you, but they're meant to bless and encourage everyone around you. And so that story just really blessed me. And also, yesterday I performed at a woman's event, and that was, oh my goodness, phenomenal. It was a Beautiful Stories woman's event, and I danced for the first time ever on a dance team, a hip-hop praise dance team. And you guys know from my story that I shared tonight, I barely started dancing again about 73 weeks ago. Before that, I stopped dancing for over 10 years. And even then, when I used to dance, I didn't enjoy it the way that I do now. I have so much more freedom and peace in my heart. I feel so much more confident and so much more relaxed. And yesterday brought so many emotions, but it was mostly great emotions because I think of who I was, you know, 5 years ago, since I've been, you know, walking in grace, and I've been, you know, I'm no longer a part of traditional religion, you know, that had me chained and had me, you know, sad and discouraged and full of depression for so long. But I've been walking back with the God that I knew as a little girl, who revealed himself to me through dreams and visions that I'm living today. And so I thought to myself during that event, all those emotions were rushing and coming towards me, and I just was so thankful. I just was so glad and to be able to be in the presence, you know, of that room with all those beautiful women and girls and being able to encourage them and being able to use dance as a way to encourage others. I was so thankful, and I'm like, this is why I do what I do. This is why I am who I am. And so I just want to encourage anyone, no matter what you're going through today, I want to be a living testimonial and encouragement to you that whatever you're going through in life right now, there is life beyond this moment. That's one of the biggest things that I wish I had known and now that I hold on to so tight every single day. There's always life beyond this moment. Don't allow yourself to get choked by what's happening today. There's life beyond this moment. Whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. You have an overcomer, a conqueror living on the inside of you. And so I want to encourage you that your dreams are valid. Your dreams are important. Everything about you is important. And to keep your head up and know that you are amazing and so, so very loved. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 14, the season 2 premiere of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing the background vocals. The music from my radio drop is actually by one of my favorite artists in the world, India Ari, and I took the instrumental from her song, He Heals Me. Thank you to my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winters, Don Warner, and Dave Seidel. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is JoJo with You Are Exceptional. You are a masterpiece. You are a work of art. You are God's dream come true, His greatest creation. Every part of you was custom made out of the overflow of love in God's heart. He sees you as valuable, desirable, accepted, and worthy. He will always lift you up and see the best in you. It brings God great joy and honor as you can see yourself and others the way that He sees you in every person. Next week's episode is titled Reasons to Stay Alive. This is our suicide prevention special. There is life beyond depression, anxiety, fear, and suicidal thoughts. I am very passionate about suicide prevention and mental health, and me and my cast, we stand with anyone who is suffering and feeling like they can't go on. We are in this together. Veronica and I are bringing a new Woman to Woman segment. Dawn Warner is bringing a new Family Talk segment, and I'm introducing my new Life After Religion segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, answering your questions, bringing another Who Said That segment, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away some more copies of Dave Seidel's new book, Teen Mile. Thanks for listening to the season 2 premiere of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, October 9th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
But you don't know, can't see what's there inside your soul. Always feeling like you're not good enough. You wish you could be someone else. Sometimes you just can't see yourself. But I can see just who you are. Who you are, you're exceptional the way you are. Don't need to change for nobody. You're incredible. Anyone can see that. When will you believe that you are nothing but exceptional?
No. have a time.